Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the First Film Club. I'm Natalie Louise.
And I'm Hannah Flint.
And this is a podcast series dedicated to established and emerging talent from the film industry and the first feature that launched their careers. We started the First Film Club back in 2018 as a Q&A event series. We've been able to hear from some of the most celebrated directors as they reflect on their feature film debuts in cinemas across London. Now Hannah and I are excited to expand the format to include talent both in front of and behind the camera. Each episode is dedicated to a film, a guest, and their behind-the-scenes stories, memories, and advice from their time on set. Hannah will set the scene.
Belgian filmmaker Laura Wandon knew from the get-go that if she was going to tell a visceral story about school dynamics and the first childhood relationships made away from the family home, she would need to tell it from the child's point of view. That visual perspective is partly why Playground, her feature-length debut, has earned widespread acclaim from critics and audiences alike ever since it debuted in uncertain regard at the 2021 Cannes Film Festival.
Allez, hop, hop. Attendu.
Où vas-tu?
Près de mon frère.
Mais on ne change pas de table en plein milieu du repas.
T'as vu quelque chose? Qu'est-ce que tu as vu? Pourquoi ils font ça?
Il n'y a rien à personne.
Allez, on y va.
Je t'ai rien demandé. Va-t'en. Mêle encore de mes affaires, t'es morte. Lâche ! Non !
Si vous avez un problème, vous m'en parlez, d'accord ?
Avec ! J'ai un souci avec ton frère.
Souriez.
We recorded during London Film Festival in a conference room at the Mayfair Hotel, so while the audio quality might be a tad echoey, the answers Laura gives, with the help of a translator, are of our usual standard. So here, the filmmaker describes what went into corralling her inexperienced cast, including Maya Vanderbeck as 7-year-old lead Nora, and executing a stunning feat of filmmaking.
Laura Wandel, like, thank you so much for being here. We've also got Juliet, your translator, and we're talking about your debut, Playground. As I mentioned, it really affected me, really took me back to my childhood and just the brutality and how cruel it can be being at school. So I suppose before we get into that, I'd just love to know, like, as a first-time filmmaker, what did you have to go through to get this made, this your first feature?
Comme tout le monde, j'ai passé plus de 12 ans dans une cour de récréation 8 heures par jour. Donc, je me suis effectivement beaucoup basée sur des souvenirs personnels, mais j'ai aussi passé beaucoup de temps à observer dans les cours de récréation pour me remettre à jour. C'est important pour moi de me remettre à jour et de voir comment ça se passe aujourd'hui dans une cour de récréation et à quoi jouent les enfants.
Like everybody, I've spent 12 years of my life, 8 hours a day at school. So, obviously, I've lived through that, but then I also went and observed a lot to update myself and to spend time and see what it feels like to be in the playground with the kids. today, nowadays.
Was it easier to get backing and support, getting the finances to make, you know, turn this into an actual feature film? Because it's a very particular sort of film that might not have the kind of box office potential as some, you know, might have to be if they want to get something made.
Mais non, donc ça a été assez difficile de trouver des financements. Pas évident du tout. On a eu un très petit budget de 800 000.
No, it was not easy at all. Really hard, actually. We had a very small budget of 800,000 euros.
Et on a mis beaucoup de temps à... Parce que, en fait, ce qui faisait peur, quand on se présentait, par exemple, à la Fédération Wallonie de Bruxelles, qui donne des financements en Belgique, ce que je peux comprendre, ce qui faisait peur, c'est qu'on reste dans le point de vue d'un enfant. On reste dans le monde de l'école uniquement. C'est vrai que c'est un parti pris radical et que si ça plante, ça plante vraiment.
But no, it took a long time, and what really scared the board that gives finances in Belgium, particularly, was the fact that we chose, it was a directorial choice that I made to film from the point of view of the child and all from the child's gaze, and we were going to stay in the school, in the playground. And so if it doesn't work, everything rests on that. It's a massive thing. So it was very hard. That was the thing that scared them most.
Et en même temps, je ne pouvais pas faire ce film autrement. C'était comme ça ou je ne le faisais pas. Donc j'ai tenu et on a finalement réussi à les convaincre. Je pense qu'aujourd'hui ils se rendent compte.
And at the same time, I knew that I couldn't do the film if I wasn't allowed to stick to what I had chosen and to do it the way I wanted. And I had to hang on in there and stand my ground. And I think nowadays, today, they are very happy that I did.
Absolutely. I think that's probably one of the most intimate, engaging things about the film, that you're always with Nora. What were the logistics of shooting that in that way? Because obviously, you know, I can try to imagine what you were talking about with your cinematographer, actually getting that shot, creating, I suppose, a very naturalistic movement. And often it felt we were very much always on Nora's face a lot and seeing her reactions. So tell me about the conversations that you were having with your team to be able to bring that sort of, bring that to life.
Cette volonté de rester à la hauteur donc était présente dès le début hein, pour vraiment permettre ce côté immersif et permettre aux spectateurs d'être immergés dans ce monde.
So the desire to be so close to Nora and with her all the time, from her point of view, at her height and her eye level, was something that was there from the beginning, really to enable the spectator to be totally immersed in that world.
Et en fait, le chef opérateur avait la caméra ici, à la hauteur de Nora, et tout était fait pour être à son service, pour qu'il puisse suivre Maya, la comédienne, tout le temps.
And in fact, the cameraman had his camera strapped to his belly so that he could just follow her, and that was the idea, to be really with Nora at her service and follow her wherever she went.
Et donc au niveau technique, c'était un tournage très léger, encore une fois pour être au service des enfants, parce que c'était ça qui comptait vraiment, c'est être au service des enfants et pas s'embarrasser plein de techniques, être le plus léger possible.
So from a technical point of view, it was a very light shoot. We didn't want to be like laden with lots of equipment. That was the whole point, to be there at the service, free to follow, to be with the children.
Mm. And I, you know, let's talk about the children. Nora is so, she's so beautiful, but there's a real honesty. But were they, you know, were they just first time actors? Where did you manage to assemble this class?
Okay, donc, effectivement, non, Maya, ça, elle n'avait jamais joué. Et donc, je vais quand même répéter ce que j'ai dit. Donc elle s'est présentée au casting, on a vu plus ou moins 200 enfants. À ce moment-là, elle avait 7 ans. Sa famille ne vivait pas du tout du milieu du cinéma. Et elle a dit, je veux donner, témoigner déjà d'une très, très, très grande volonté.
So Laura is played by Maya. We did do a casting session with more than 200 children. And Nora appeared, and she doesn't come from a cinema family at all, nothing linked to the industry. And as soon as she walked in, before even starting, she said this sentence that really struck me. She just said, I want to give all my force, my strength to the film.
Et par rapport au travail avec les enfants, en fait, donc ils n'ont jamais reçu le scénario, et je voulais vraiment qu'ils apportent une part de créativité, que des choses viennent d'eux.
And in relation to the children and how we work, they never saw the written script. I really wanted to come from them. They brought creativity. They brought something from them.
Et donc pour ça, on a travaillé avec une orthopédagogue qui avait sa méthode.
And for that, we worked with a specialist coach who had a methodology of working with kids to enable creativity.
Donc la première étape, c'était d'habituer les enfants à la caméra.
So the first stage was to get children used to the camera.
Donc on a créé différents groupes, donc groupe frères-sœurs avec les amis et un groupe avec tous les enfants.
And so we created different groups, brother and sister, Nora with her friends, and then another third group with everybody.
On a travaillé 3 mois avant le tournage, tous les week-ends.
And we worked 3 months before the shoot, every weekend.
Et ce qu'on faisait, c'est que donc, on expliquait le début d'une situation, on leur demandait à votre ami qu'est-ce qu'il pourrait dire, qu'est-ce qu'il pourrait faire, on arrivait plus ou moins à ce qu'il était.
And so what we did, we told them, we kind of gave them a setup of a certain situation, and we asked them, what would you do, what could we do? And we discussed it to led them to arrive to that scene script.
Après, on les a improvisés pour qu'ils puissent intégrer l'action au niveau de leur corps, encore proposer des choses.
And then we let them improvise the scene so that they can kind of embody it and hopefully offer more things.
Et après, on leur demandait de dessiner la scène pour que ça devienne finalement leur scénario visuel.
And then we asked them, the third stage was to draw the scene so they had a visual script. It became a visual script,
wow.
With images in a book.
Et donc, au moment du tournage, ben, la scène 8, ils ressortaient leurs dessins et savaient très bien de quoi ça parlait. Et en même temps, ça permettait encore une part de créativité au moment du tournage.
And so when we got to the shoot, you could say, okay, scene 8. And they could open and they saw that. And they knew exactly what the situation was, but it still enabled them to bring more creativity in the moment to that scene.
Wow. And I suppose, were you kind of governed as well, what they're allowed to do work-wise? Because obviously working with children, you're not allowed to spend all day. So how did that, I suppose, how long did it end up taking to shoot? And how did you have to kind of, like with the script, kind of work within the parameters of child labor laws, I suppose?
Et c'est pour ça qu'on a travaillé 3 mois avant le tournage et qu'on a essayé que ce soit le plus précis possible, tout en partant, encore une fois, que ça vienne de... Parce que pour moi, le travail, il est fait, je dirais presque à 80% finalement, en avance.
But that's why we spent 3 months working with them, so that it would be as close as it could be to them, like their own instinct. And as far as I'm concerned, 80% of the work happens before the actual shoot. Mm.
So you said that they hadn't seen the script, but what was that? What did that script look like to you? Because obviously you have an idea about what you're wanting to say with this film, the kind of, I suppose, the story you're wanting to tell. So what was that final draft compared to, what you arrived at when you were shooting? What did that look like? Did you have dialogue? Or was it just a case of, this is a scene between characters that I want to have play out?
Ça, je ne saurais pas quantifier, mais c'est sûr que, c'est ce que j'expliquais, c'était mon travail finalement sur ce tournage, c'était rester attentive à ce qui était écrit, ce qui était important de respecter pour la narration, et en même temps rester ouverte à ce que les enfants proposaient. Mais ça, je le faisais déjà pendant les 3 mois.
Mm.
Je réadaptais aussi le scénario par rapport à ce qu'eux proposaient.
So it's hard to quantify, but really my work was, with relation to my script that was written in detail, I had to remain attentive to it for it to serve the narrative of the film I want to make while remaining open to the children and what they were bringing.
And then I suppose then how much, you know, obviously this is quite improvisational in the end, but what were the surprising things that happened obviously at the rehearsal, but even on shoot, were there things that happened organically that you might not have expected that actually really served the film? So I suppose what were the kind of on-set challenges you kind of had to adapt and figure out while you're on set rather than obviously all the planning you can do once you get the cameras rolling, it could be something totally different.
Oui, oui, mais c'était vraiment ça la difficulté. Et quand vraiment, alors ça aussi, je tiens à m'en aller, quand vraiment je sentais que ça ne prenait pas, en fait, je les dirigeais aussi au moment.
Yes, that was the whole challenge, really, of balancing what we've done and the fact that there would be something thrown at us. But when I really felt something wasn't happening, I would direct them.
En fait, je direct, donc je passais quand même beaucoup de temps au moment du tournage à les diriger en direct.
So to be fair, I actually spent a long time while we were shooting, directing them live as we were shooting.
Et ça fonctionne très bien avec les enfants parce que ça joue sur l'instant même. Mm. Et c'est pour ça après qu'on a recréé toute la bande sonore. Parce que sinon,
And that's, it's something that works really well with kids because they work on instinct. They'll hear something and they'll work with in the moment, really. They really are in the moment. But it meant also that we then, it worked. We recreated the whole sound scope.
Right.
The whole sound was recreated afterwards, otherwise you hear me directly.
Et ça, les trois mois avant, parce que je sentais que j'allais aussi travailler comme ça au moment du tournage, je les habituais en fait à rester concentrés sur leur action, mais tout en m'écoutant et à interagir. Ça, c'est vraiment un truc qui fonctionne super bien.
And that's actually work we did leading to the shoot. So during 3 months that we would do exercises where they got used to concentrating, focusing on something that they were doing while listening to me talking to them. And it works really well with children.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Sam Clements, host of the 90 Minutes or Less Film Festival, another podcast in the Stripped Media family, a podcast that celebrates movies under 90 minutes long. Each episode, I'm joined by a special guest who selects a movie to join our prestigious lineup. Past guests have included fellow Stripped Media family members Martin and Sam from Song by Song, and Kobe from Flixwatcher, and Dave from The Wire Stripped. Search for us now on the app you're currently listening to this podcast, or join us at 90minfilmfest.com.
Because this is quite viscerally real and authentic, was it easy for the children to kind of separate art versus, you know, the art versus reality? Because obviously you're creating dynamics that and you're putting children together, and, you know, as we've seen from this film, sometimes they can create their own factional kind of group. So how was it kind of maintaining a sense of, I don't know, a safe space? Just make sure they all knew that everyone remained friends, even if what they're showing is actually quite fraught.
Au moment de la préparation pendant les trois mois, on a fait beaucoup d'exercices. Par exemple, on a fait des exercices des marionnettes. Ils jouaient avec leurs marionnettes pour bien leur faire conscientiser que c'est un personnage qui ne tenait pas eux. Et au moment du tournage, il y avait tout un protocole avec une petite sonnette. Quand on activait la sonnette, ils devenaient leur personnage. Et quand on réactivait la sonnette, ils sortaient leur personnage et ils redevenaient eux.
So we did very careful work to manage emotions ahead again during those 3 months. We worked, for example, with puppets. So the kids played with puppets so that they understood that they were characters and not them. And while we were shooting, we had a system with a little bell. So when the bell went, you became the character, and then the bell would go again and you're back to yourself.
That's so wonderful. I love that. It's just so like a real care, I think. And obviously you got out the best performances in these kids. Had you worked with children before? Because obviously you've done a few short films. How much did your short film work inform the story you wanted to tell this feature and how you made it?
Je n'ai pas travaillé avec des enfants avant. Enfin, dans mon court-métrage, j'ai une petite scène avec des enfants.
So I hadn't worked with children particularly. Well, there's a small scene in my short where there is a child. But what was again the question in terms of how...
Yeah, how much that short film, the short film work that you've done, how much did that, I suppose, prepare you or taught you what you needed to know to make a feature film?
Et je pense que ça m'a aidé peut-être à approfondir un certain cinéma que j'avais envie de faire, donc un cinéma de l'immersion avec un point de vue particulier et de partir d'un microcosme et d'ouvrir vers le monde.
I think it helped me, the short film I made, to establish the type of cinema that I am interested in making, to work from one point of view in microcosm and to have an immersive experience.
And were there particular filmmakers or films that have got you to that place of, I suppose, wanting to continue a certain tradition or actually, I suppose, create your own tradition as well? But who were the main influences on your kind of way of filmmaking and the films that you want to make?
Well, of course, there's Darden Brothers.
Yeah.
Il y a beaucoup aussi Abbas Kiarostami qui traite beaucoup de l'enfance.
Abbas Kiarostami, who deals a lot with childhood.
Comme une cinéaste qui m'ont influencé, je dirais aussi Bruno Dumont.
I'm also influenced as a filmmaker, Bruno Dumont.
En fait, ce que je trouve, le lien qu'il y a entre tous ces cinéastes et que je trouve très très beau, c'est qu'ils montrent finalement une part de l'humain assez sombre, mais à travers ce côté sombre, il révèle toute la beauté.
Well, there's something in common with all these filmmakers that I find that they show that they'll put on screen possibly a side of humanity that's rather dark, but somehow they let it reveal some sort of beauty in humanity.
En fait, ils montrent la beauté de l'humanité.
They reveal the beauty of the human soul.
Mm.
Ce sont des cinéastes qui croient.
And there are filmmakers who believe in the human being, in that.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely watching this film, it did, I suppose, it kind of revealed so much of the human emotions and also just a reminder of, I suppose, the honesty of childhood, that actually in so many ways, this is a reflection of what the future is as well, because actually there's a lot of power dynamics. Would you say that this is a film that, as much as it's taken place in a playground, it actually speaks to a lot about what we grow up and the social dynamics in the adult world as well.
Oui, c'est vraiment, pour moi, c'est un miroir de notre société, en fait, en général. Il me semble que tout, donc encore une fois, la question de la territorialité qui est présente déjà dans la cour de récréation, la question de l'intégration, la nécessité d'intégration, la nécessité d'être reconnue par les autres.
I think it's a question of, yeah, I don't want to sound pretentious, but it is really a mirror of our society, the school playground. That world is just a mirror of our society. And the question of, if you think of territory and the importance of belonging and fitting in, of wanting to be recognized.
Oui, c'est ça, c'est les bases de l'humanité. Des enjeux qu'on retrouve partout dans le monde qui sont complètement universels.
Those are the basis of humanity, really, and there are challenges that happen that we face everywhere in the world, and they really start there.
So, I mean, now that you've got this complete, what were the biggest takeaways for you, having completed your first film, that you want to, I suppose, things you've learned that you want to now take into making your second feature?
Je dirais que, encore une fois, partir d'une micro-société pour faire écho au reste du monde, c'est quelque chose de vraiment...
I realized to potentially repeat myself, that to go from a micro-society and reflect on the whole world, that is, to go from one position, that's something that I'm really interested in.
Et le fait de partir d'un point de vue, d'un personnage, peut-être ce côté immersif. Mais en fait, je n'ai pas envie que ça devienne une recette, c'est plutôt, j'essaie toujours d'être attentive à qu'est-ce que l'histoire a besoin pour être racontée la mieux possible.
And also, to some extent, the fact that I don't want it to become a recipe. I do like the idea of an immersive situation and a film from one point of view, but I don't want it to become just an easy recipe. It really is. I always try to be attentive to what the story will need and how it needs to be told.
Yeah. And then on a technical level, just making this film, whether it's, you know, the crew that you work with or the edit process, what are the things you've taken away from that experience, or even financing the films, things that you've learned about actually making it, not just the story that you want to tell, but actually the technicalities of making it?
Mais déjà, au niveau de l'équipe, ça c'est quelque chose qui est important pour moi, c'est d'avoir ma famille de cinéma, Donc, je travaille avec le même chef opérateur depuis des années, le même monteur son, le même monteur image. Parce qu'à un moment, en fait, on acquiert le même langage et on a la même vision du cinéma.
First and foremost, the crew, it's really my cinema family. And so it's been years now that I work with the same DOP, the same sound editor and the same editor, visual editor. And that's something that we have, it's to do with language. We have the same language, the same codes.
Et ce que je dirais, ben, ce dont je suis fière en tout cas avec ce film, c'est d'avoir tenu ma vision.
What I'm proud of with this film is that I held on to my vision.
Et je dirais que ben, je crois qu'il faut prendre le temps qu'il faut pour faire un film. C'est pas une course.
And also, I believe that you have to take the time it takes to make a film. It's not a race.
Absolutely. Well, I ran a marathon yesterday. It's half a marathon yesterday. So anyone knows it's not a race. It's a marathon. It's me. Thank you so much. I'd love to ask you, though, as a final thing, as we deal in first films and directorial debuts, is there a directorial debut that you love and would love to recommend? This is a very on-the-spot sort of question to think of, but is there a directorial debut that you're a fan of?
There's a film by Jafar Pani, and the French title translates as The White Balloon.
Oh, wow.
The White Ball. The Ballon. The White Balloon.
And why do you like that film?
Parce qu'en fait, ça parle de la société iranienne, mais à travers une chose très, très simple.
And it talks about Iranian society, but through a very simple way.
Oui, c'est simplement... Comment expliquer? Je ne vais pas raconter toute l'histoire, mais c'est pas innocent. C'est en fait le point de vue d'une enfant. Et c'est un conflit très simple par rapport justement à un ballon. Mais c'est splendide.
So I can't really... I'm not going to tell the whole story. It's actually... It is actually from the point of view of a child, but there's their fight to in relation to this balloon, but it's just absolutely beautiful.
Well, I'll definitely check that out. Merci beaucoup, Laura and Juliette.
Thank you.
That was Laura Wandell, writer-director of Playground, which will be released on April 15th. Next time on the First Film Club, we're joined by actress Genevieve Gaunt, who takes us into the magical world of her first feature, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Thank you for listening to the First Film Club podcast. Please like, subscribe, share, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @first_filmclub to keep up with the show and hear about our latest film screening events. This is a Stripped Media podcast series written, produced, and hosted by Hannah Flint and Natalie Louise. Edited by Ben Williams, with music composed by The Last Skeptic.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.